today.
Starting the recording.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Randy, you were saying you went to the gym today. Oh, and hello, Internet. Hello, Internet.
Hang on. I got...
Wait, we're not... Internet! What the...
Are we on? Are we not on?
Hang on.
Yes, no.
Jeez.
Maybe.
Give me a break.
Is there a show? Alan, do you have everything working? Oh, my God.
Now we're on the air.
Did you check to see if we have a dial tone?
It's a call-in show, Alan. Get on it.
By the way, hello, Internet.
Jeez. Hi, Internet.
I've been told by my attorney that you can hear me now.
Alan's sick.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
He has a cold.
I'm sorry, Alan.
Meh.
I'm reading up on the effects of
Well, apparently the phone line works because we already got somebody trying to call in.
No way.
Oh, good.
Let's have them test it.
Please tell me it's MDEF. Kind of want to berate him for being young.
I saw that post on Facebook. I was like, really, MDEV? Shut up. But he was born in like 1986. Shut up, MDEV.
Yeah, you were born well into Reagan's second term. Quiet.
I tried to hit accept, and my phone client is not.
You hung up like, on our caller, Alan.
No, it's like locked up or something.
So again, the phone is broken.
Yeah. It's a call and show, but don't bother because Alan hasn't figured out.
Hey. Evidently, Alan got our phone service from Taurus.
Wait,
there's a caller.
Oh,
there you are.
Okay,
who is this?
I get. So, Alan, did you unbreak what you broke?
Maybe.
Who is this?
Who is it?
Was it broken when you to begin? Who be this?
Who are you?
Have I ever identified myself?
Oh, okay. Is that guy?
It's our mystery caller.
I think you pick a different alias every time.
There are those who call him Tim.
My name is Buckminster Fullerite.
Well, you called in before we even actually played the show starting music, so.
Yeah, I know. I was expecting y'all to go for like 10, 15 minutes of the normal before we even got to the phone. So I'm sitting here, you know, I'm just kind of listening and then, wait, what?
You know what's funny?
Caught me off guard. They're changing things up.
You called in. Do you want a sticker?
Yeah, I can't give you an email right now, but it's applefan@imax.com, right?
You can send me your mailing address and I'll
Alan knows that's not true because that's his email.
That's right.
Send Alan an email.
Or should I send it to Jay at jay@wheelbarrows@nracash. I'd probably get weird at imapodcasthorror.com, right?
Podcasttricycle.com.
Don't bother me.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
Brita@shackatthebands.com.
I never answer.
No. Brita is wheresthetaxforms.com.
Oh, Jay, I hate you.
No. I thought, don't kill me.
Where are the tax forms at getoutmylawn.com?
No, I thought Brita's was wear your dang pants in the library.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have pantsless patrons?
No. Well,
Rob Allen came to the library?
Technically, no. They have their pants on.
Intermittently pantsless.
But they're hanging considerably below.
I hear somebody's cat meowing.
It's Ronan. It's food time.
I definitely saw a dude. It was at the airport. It was even more hilarious as he was getting ready to go through his gate rape. But yeah, he was literally wearing his pants. Like, I think he was wearing like boxer briefs too. They weren't like the big bulk boxers that I'm used to. They look like boxer briefs. They look like fairly, you know, fairly non-obtrusive underdrawers. And literally his pants were belted under his butt cheeks.
Under his butt cheeks. I know. I don't understand that.
Like what are you doing?
I don't get it at all.
You gotta tell him, man, it's gonna be so much harder for you to run for the cops that way.
Well,
Because, yes, you're a drug dealer.
They're self-identifying as what, aside from morons, I have no idea.
All right.
I'm just surprised it's still in fashion.
Yep.
It is weird that it hasn't gone out of fashion. You would think something that fucking stupid. I mean, the crisscross wearing your clothes backwards thing, like, only lasted, like, a real short period of time. But this wear your pants down low, especially since it's part of thug culture. And again, it makes it harder for you to run from the police. Like, why would that survive?
You know what I'm wondering?
What?
Did our mystery caller call in for a purpose? Does he have a topic?
Actually, I had a couple of suggestions.
Awesome. I love both, those.
Both general and specific.
Okay.
And maybe work them all into the same thing. First off, I understand you probably are not going to be doing a show on Christmas Eve.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
But New Year's is a possibility. And my first suggestion is, if you're going to have a New Year's Eve show, no time limit.
So, I wanted to discuss that. Go ahead.
Related to the New Year's Eve show, Jay, do you still have your E?
I still got my E. I have it, but yes. It's somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, you need to start the show with a full battery, but do not plug it in.
Wow, there's a long-time listener there.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. I still have most of the other show was saved, you know, for when nobody's putting out podcasts because it's the holidays, and I do a lot of driving, and sometimes it helps you stay awake, you know, laughing at how stupid people can be. And speaking of that, weird, we're going to make certain... Weird, you're going to make certain for New Year's Eve that you've got plenty of steel reserve on hand, right?
Ooh, you know what? That may be a good call for cracking a steel reserve. I am going to do that, mystery caller. I'm going to get myself a steel reserve.
Just make certain you don't mix it with cough syrup, or you're going to be talking about dead clowns, goats, and desert islands again.
I'm going to make some purple drank with steel reserve.
More serious topics would be, ideas would be, I mean, granted, if you do all that stuff on New Year's Eve, I'm definitely going to download it and listen to it. But y'all used to have guests on and such, and I think y'all need to start doing that again.
I agree
with that,
I have three or four names that come up right off the top of my head that would probably be very good just as guest commentators, not even anything to talk about, just their, you know, additional peanuts in the gallery.
Okay.
List them off.
Let's see. No surprise, of course, would be Law Dog and Ambulance Driver. I was also thinking, granted, he might not do it right now because of the things he's posted on his blog that he's doing, but the old podcast... favorite episodes usually also included, you know, either of those two or, say, NFO. Mm-hmm. And it would really be a coup if you could get Larry Correa on.
Yeah,
Larry
Correa is going to happen. We just got to coordinate it.
Yeah,
we've been, like, super lazy.
Well, when you do get Larry, make certain to put it out in advance. And on the website, Alan, not just Facebook. Some of us aren't linked to y'all on Facebook to see Breeders updates.
Alan.
But try to give some advance notice, because that's going to be something that'll be worth planning out. And you might want to go for
it. We could go really nuts and politely ask Larry to put it on his blog.
Oh, my God.
We'd have to get another phone line.
We would.
And we'd actually have to have Alan warm this thing up, like, you know, the day of the thing, instead of
make sure everything
we goes. we got a call and it might work or it might not. Let's see.
It'd have to be like a diesel truck up in Maine. You have to plug it in the night before so you know it starts.
Yeah, that's true.
Maine, Jay, out here, yeah. We've been colder here than New England has been. My diesel doesn't like it right now. old, you know, old glow plugs and 18 degrees outside don't mix too well.
Ooh. Mm.
Just pour a little steam reserve in the tank.
18 degrees.
I'm sorry?
Jesus.
Run it on steam
reserve. And
it'll like it.
And without giving away too much of secret location, let me just say that we're a lot closer to Mexico than we are even to Allen.
I've narrowed it to not Arizona.
Wait, you said you're closer to what?
We are closer to Mexico than we are to Allen.
Huh.
And Jay, Phoenix, this made the Drudge Report. Phoenix, Arizona was colder than New York City a couple days ago.
Huh. I have to say that we in the kind of northeast area, we are so loving El Nino right now. Because we really haven't had snow yet, and it's been, you know, warm enough that we're like, well, do we need to wear a coat? I don't know.
I
took the baby to the grocery store and didn't wear a coat to the grocery store. But then when we went out to run around, we decided to throw on coats.
Yeah.
Just on that line. But then it warmed up past that line as the rain came pouring down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing stuck, though, for Jay, Weird, and Breeda's purposes. It's not snow, but for Alan's it is. We have had snow-like substance falling but not sticking twice now.
Wow. Well, that would totally shut down the state of Texas. Portions of it, anyway.
Cold.
Oh, my God, snow. You know, Alan, they had a...
Oh, yeah.
You had, like, a warning of ice. Maybe you'd get ice and the whole city shut down.
Yeah.
Two kinds of drivers. Whenever there's, you know, ice or snow or even rain, you have two kinds of drivers. You have the ones that, you know, you might... Somebody spits out the window of their car or dumps a slushy on the road, and they say... Oh, no, I'm going to slide. And they do 15 miles an hour down the interstate, white-knuckled, staring with their eyes 3 inches from the windshield, panicked that they might lose traction. The other kinds of drivers, you could have a dog. You could import a blizzard from Maine in here, and they will say, I got four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive and do a four-wheel drive power slide, do it 360 degrees, totally out of control, down the same interstate at 75 miles an hour.
Yeah.
There is no in-between.
Those four-wheel power slides are fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive only goes so far.
Oh, I remember that.
You still have to know how to drive.
The first winter
meanwhile,
when I upgraded... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, meanwhile... There's a very few of us out here that do know. A few years back, I had I called it my midlife crisis car. I got that out of the way about 15 years early. And it was a supercharged Mustang GT with street tires. We actually had a hard freeze. We had several inches of snow on the ground. Every road was iced. And I drove in that car about 60 miles to work. Never went off the road.
Was it a supercharged Mustang GT or was it a Cobra?
It was a 45th anniversary 2009 GT with a aftermarket 4 PSI Whipple under the hood.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So it was a GT with a supercharger, because if they come from the factory with the supercharger, they tend to put the snake on them.
Yeah, this one did not have the snake. It was, aside, you know, there was nothing externally to indicate that there was anything extra under the hood.
Yep.
But it could get you into trouble faster than you could get back out of it.
Yeah.
I never dared to take it, you know, to try to top it out or see what the top limit of that was, because I didn't want to be upside down in a ditch or spread across, you know, 3 football fields of highway. Yeah. Fun car, but I'm not Mario Andretti.
So we know who you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling. We need to get our music played.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Caller. On like that, I kept meaning to do this, but y'all put out a request of some months ago, so let me go ahead and try my hand at this.
Okay.
Hello, what? Internet. Hello, Internet. Welcome to the Squirrel Report. Please stand by for our super-duper happy fun time theme song. Hit it, Alan.
You may not
hit it, Alan.
Alan, you missed your cue.
Oh, my God. Play
He's
music.
Laughing too hard.
I am.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'll sing it.
Oh, wait, that's not the right one.
Wrong show.
Oh, shit.
Play the music.
Hang on. Cue the music.
I forget what it is. It's something or other.
It's Thursday. I know that much.
You know, it's like the week before Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so not ready. Oh, my God.
I have to start my shopping at some point.
Shopping?
Oh, God. I am stressing to the max because I ordered my mom's gifts.
Yep.
And the shipping thing says they should be delivered by Christmas Eve. Oh my God. I'm freaking out. I feel like I need to run out and get, like, you know, shit to wrap just in case.
Okay. Emergency backup.
Yeah. Oh God.
We had a declaration that a few years ago that the Christmas present every year is, you don't buy anything from me, then I won't buy anything from you, and we'll be all good.
Yeah. Mike and I do that. We don't buy each other gifts.
I don't understand, like especially, like, you know, grown-ups. I get kids getting presents, and my daughter has a bunch of stuff, and it was really not any stress whatsoever because we just got some things she'd like because she understands that Santa and Christmas and that sort of stuff, but she still doesn't quite get the concept.
She likes the box.
Yeah, that has been her big toy. That's been her favorite.
She's a cat.
Yeah. She has a box and she climbs in and out of it and then she colors on it.
Yay. Perfect.
And that's what she needs. So we just got some stuff for her cuz with kids, I get it. I mean, they don't have gainful employment and even if they get like a bullshit summer job, you know, they're going to be hard-pressed to fill out their want list, but let's face it, you know, once you're a grown ass gainfully employed adult, either you can buy it for yourself or you can't fucking afford it. So you shouldn't be getting it for Christmas.
Yes. But surprise jewelry is always nice.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. It's always nice. But yeah, we also do that where we don't buy each other gifts. We prefer to buy other people gifts, like friends and family and stuff. We like to save our money and spend it that way. And, you know, because we do buy whatever we want throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. Whatever. Exactly. I don't know, Christmas. And it's weird Christmas in our house because we don't put up a tree. We don't decorate because the cats break every fucking thing in my house. So we've given up on the whole tree thing.
The tree's actually worked out pretty good this year.
Oh, God. Get a cat.
I've got a daughter.
No.
She's like a cat with opposable thumbs.
that's the worst.
One of our cats has decided that he's discovered that he can jump up on the mantle above the fireplace.
Wow.
Except he's not a graceful cat. And so every time he gets up Ronan. There, something gets, yeah, it's Ronan. Every time he gets up there, something gets knocked off and he just breaks shit all the time. So I'm like, forget it. I'm not putting anything nice out.
So what you're saying is there's nothing left on your mantle.
There's only unbreakable things on my mantle. I used to have photographs up there. I used to have like little things.
Used to.
Mm-hmm.
We note the past tense.
Yeah.
I used to tell people in the neighborhood that we were Jehovah's Witnesses. Because yeah, we wouldn't bother decorating for any holiday. Now we're gonna have to start getting into that shit. Because Weirda's gonna care.
You have to make the house ready for Santa Claus.
How come our house? If our house doesn't have lights on it, how will Santa know how to find us?
Santa's reindeer will get lost. Yeah.
They might think we're one of them poor Jewish families. Uh-oh, that looks like a Hebrew. Fuck that house, says Santa.
Besides.
Or Ahmed may have, you know, go all a la snack bar on you.
Snack bar.
That's right. Or you might end up showing up at the secularist's house and they'll consider it a microaggression. Speaking of microaggression, how's that protest, Jay?
I wasn't in on Monday, but it was apparently one of the largest ones they've had. There were like 100 people.
Yeah, the photograph actually looked like it was a real protest.
They were like apparently yelling at people through megaphones.
They must have bust them in from like New Jersey.
They had a whole 100 people, huh? Yeah.
I mean, I know it pales in comparison to the 75,000 at the last interannual meeting, but
I'm really starting to smell the sick desperation in them.
Oh, but Obama's going to pass an executive order, and what's his face, Danny Hoyer in Maryland passed another. Filed another assault weapons ban. You keep up with that, guys.
That's just gun so controls, ridiculous. Gun controls
a real winner.
214-530-0036.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we just had the record mix checks again.
Black Friday. By the way, is actually kind of pissed me off because we've just, I mean, all right, I love it. I welcome all the new gunnies into the fold. But God damn it, I have so many awesome 22s, and they're not fun to shoot. They were really – it's really, really fun to shoot for me to go out with, like, all my 22 revolvers and just, like, crack open a brick and just go – at the end of the trip, go, oh, Jesus, I've only got one little box left. You know, I've got like, a couple shells left in this brick. I'm not putting this back in my bag. Bang, 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 bang. Sort of idea. It's no fun when it's like one of those like 9mm easier to find and probably cheaper.
The price is coming down. Last gun show I was at, they were only asking $40 for the 300.
When was the last gun show you were at, Jay?
Nation's Gun Show in Chantilly. When was it? Last month.
Last month, as in before the terrorist attack in California. Yes. So therefore. Whatever happened just got undone.
Yeah.
However, Can I just say I'm pissed because I'm in the market for an AR and now there's this whole evil black rifle thing going on. Pissed!
Can you not find an AR, Brita? Is that the problem?
I haven't bought one yet. And now I'm thinking they're going to like go up in price.
You only need
an
upper.
Blah.
They've actually kind of gone down in price just because more people have gotten into it.
Yeah. The market's flooded.
The uppers are not that expensive either.
Oh, and by the way, I saw Ian from Forgotten Weapons did a thing on one of these polymer lower ones, and he had one that they just beat like to living crap, and it ran really well. So I don't know how cheap those things are. I got to imagine they're cheaper than the aluminum ones.
Not much. We actually ran a feature article on the polymer. Okay. The price is fairly comparable and the weight is fairly comparable.
Okay.
It's our rifle editor actually wrote it up, and you know, his point was, you know, yes, it does shave some weight. So if you're looking for a super, super light build, it might be the way to go. But I prefer aluminum. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the last lowers I bought were $50 each.
I wonder why nobody makes a steel lower for an AR.
Probably Probably because it would weigh a ton.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
That is an interesting point. I mean, you'd think maybe for like, yeah, some of these like, you know, Camp Perry rifles and all that, where they're weighing them down intentionally.
Right.
But I mean, I guess it's also just the point. Why would you want to?
Yeah. You'd have a $600 strip mower.
Because you can.
It's like that line from The Hunt for Red October. Could you launch an ICBM horizontally? Yeah, you could, but why would you want to? It's just a good line. It's you can do it, but why? I mean, it's not like people are like bending their lowers out of whack or anything like that. Or
I'm actually surprised, given the markets for the AR, I'm surprised people aren't making lowers out of all kinds of exotic metals.
That is actually true. I mean, if you can buy wooden furniture for your AR,
yeah.
Why would someone not make like a mirror finished stainless lower?
Yeah,
they do,
or a titanium.
It was at the NRA convention, and I'm drawing a complete blank on the company right now.
Stainless?
They had a polished. I don't know if it was stainless, but it was like a mirror finish. It looked pretty damn awesome. I think Ambulance Driver put a picture of it up.
Could have just been plated.
It was nickeled. It was like 1950s Smith & Wesson revolver turned into an amp. My guess is somebody's probably done it at some point, but it's like your cost benefit ratio to go to like ridiculous titanium or scandium. You might shave an ounce or two off of aluminum, but it would cost like several orders of magnitude more.
Yeah.
So it's just not, you know, it's not commercially viable. I think that's the whole thing, is the aluminum is good enough and light enough. They're trying to go like super exotic. It's not going to shave enough weight to make it worth the significant increase in cost.
Huh.
Are you saying titanium?
Titanium or scandium or unobtainium.
Make it out of hematite.
Depleted aluminum or depleted uranium.
Depleted aluminum.
Yeah, depleted aluminum.
Transparent aluminum.
Yeah. Ooh, transparent aluminum. That would be nice. Right.
That'd be pretty awesome.
A see-through lower.
That would be
pretty awesome. For all I know, he's the guy that invented the stuff.
That would be awesome. Right.
He'll travel back in time and invent it for himself.
Yeah.
Well, titanium is $30 a pound now.
That's pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap.
Aluminum is 67 cents per pound.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, bingo. Thank you, Brita.
Yeah, well, I was looking that up because part of my leg is titanium, and I was thinking, well, how expensive could it be?
Yeah.
Pretty damn expensive.
$30 per pound.
So it's more than an order of it's almost two orders of magnitude.
Right.
We have another caller.
Excellent.
Let me see if I can get this one to accept. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis.
Yay.
Radis. I know that, dude.
Yeah. Well, I actually went to two gun shows last weekend. Two little ones up here in Central Florida. But no, there were no run on ARs or anything like that. There were about a half dozen to maybe 10 new gun owners that I talked to, and they're brand new, first-time gun owners, first-time gun buyers. They were looking around and stuff like that, but no run on ARs. And 22 was down to about 45 a brick, so not overly expensive. But I did run into the gun hipster, or a gun hipster. Oh, my God.
What's his hipsterism?
He doesn't own an AR because he can't afford it, because the one he wants would be about $6,000.
Good God.
What the fuck do you need to put into an AR to make it $6,000?
I have no idea, but he kept talking about, I want a polygonal barrel, and I want it to be durable. I'm thinking, $6,000? What I'm thinking, I'm asking him, you know, I'm talking, saying, you shoot out the barrel, buy another one. I do.
Yeah, for that price.
But no, I want to. And he started talking about HK, and I said, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And this is another thing, is these people building these, like, insanely expensive, like, you know, guns with, like, the tightest tolerances. And, I mean, what kind of range do they have to shoot on? I mean, I get it if you're, like, out in, like, you know, Texas or Colorado or Arizona where you can get, like, a 1,000-yard range or, you know, 500-yard range. But, like, I mean, the farthest I can shoot at is 200 yards. And so, yeah, no, pretty much any piece of shit will be able to group at that range. Just so long as I do my part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's most of the people are going to be doing mag dumps and, you know, bump firing and everything else like that. They're not going to be – and as far as most of the ranges around here, maybe 100 yards, unless you have a private range and you can or a field you can shoot out of. But it just doesn't make any sense. I was reading something, Weapons Man, and they were talking about ARs and basically – these people with $2,000, $3,000 ARs, you know, expensive Mavetskis and stuff like that, but they're doing mag dumps. It's like you're wearing out your precision rifle doing stuff at 50 yards or 25 yards.
They'd be better off buying a bunch of $500 ARs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or just like, buy a $200 upper and put it on.
How many really nice, really fast cars, Jay, do you see idling in the Beltway traffic? God.
Oh yeah!
Oh, it's the funniest damn thing. I'll roll up next to, you know, like a brand new C7 Corvette or a Porsche, and I'm like, I got plenty of room in my car, and I got heated leather seats, and you've got that awesome sports car that you're cramped in, sitting in the same traffic.
I sat in bumper to bumper traffic right next to a McLaren a few months ago. Yeah. Laughed my ass off at him.
Well, that was the thing, is we decided just to throw a little bucket in our we've got all these like millions of little accounts that we've got just set up, just little buckets that money gets deposited into every month, sort of idea. So like, yeah, if I need to fix the car, we need to buy a new car, we go into the car bucket. And you know, the when we're going to be doing some home renovations next year, and that's going to come out of the home renovation bucket, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I said, you know what? Can we just put like a little bucket where just a little couple of drops go in, just so, you know, once the weirdom, you know, goes off to college and essentially we become empty nesters, I could get like I've been going my whole life, you know, just buying practical cars. I can get something horribly impractical because I won't need a practical car anymore. And she went, okay. And then I tried out my fucking bullshit mom mobile on the highway, and this thing, I mean, it's not a 8 minute car in the quarter mile, but you put your foot down and that son of a bitch goes, and it'll, yeah. And I tried to, when I was up in northern Maine, I tried to find the governor, and as far as I know, it doesn't fucking have one, because I got scared before. I think I got it up to 115 and went, you know what, I don't want to be going this fast. I got up on 115 and a car appeared on the horizon and then was close enough that I wanted to step on the brakes. And I said, you know what? I don't think I want to play this game anymore. And I just went, you know what? This thing really, yeah, I could get a supercharged Mustang, which I want desperately. But what the fuck am I going to do with it? I'm just going to idle it in traffic or drive it 75 down the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, I'll get my ass pushed in the seat a little bit more as I get up to that 75, but it seems like a waste. Jeep. What's that?
That's why I was thinking Jeep.
Mm.
You know, because you can always you pull the top off, you pull the doors off, and it's a fun summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you are sitting in traffic, it's, you know, that's something.
Yep.
And then I remember my dad had a Jeep, and I remember what a humongous pain in the ass it was to take the roof off.
Is Rad still on the line, or did we lose him?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's still here.
Sorry, Rad.
No, it's okay. Yeah. But speaking of stuck in traffic, I was down in Miami, and we were stuck in traffic next to a Lamborghini. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Radis.
We love Radis.
Yeah.
Radis gets awesome.
Radis already has stickers. I
he already has a sticker. Okay.
I have a sticker.
Yeah.
But no, my recommendation for Frida for an AR, the Smith & Wesson Sport,
mm-hmm.
or or the Smith & Wesson, the Mo series. It's basically a mid-length 16-inch barrel AR with all the Magpul furniture. And it comes with the DVDs so you can watch on
DVDs are always important.
Oh, I know, but it's all the Magpul rifle courses.
Wait, is this the Chris Costa and Travis Healy stuff?
Chris Costa.
I love Costa.
But it's actually a nice rifle. A friend of mine got it, and it's a mid-length. Everything else, it's Smith & Wesson. It runs just fine. Got all the stuff, Magpul stuff you'd want to put on it anyway. Because the sport, you'd want to replace the front handguard because there's no ETF or anything. But no, my pop has a sport and it works just fine.
I've been looking at those, yeah.
Yeah, they work just fine. They got everything you need. None of the extras. They work.
Even if I didn't live in Massachusetts, I would still love Smith & Wesson to death. I'm really a fanboy of them.
I can't figure out how to hang up.
Alan. Oh, my God.
And the optic is a Bushnell. The TRS 25, something like that.
It's
the best cheap optic around, so.
Cool.
I've got a TRS 32 on my Palmetto State Armory, and I was hitting a 6-inch steel plate at 100 yards with it. So, and I am by no means as good as Breda. So,
yeah, says the man who won a carbine competition.
Right.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling, Radis.
Thanks, Radis.
You had to let him hang up because you can't hang up on him.
Something's my.
So one caller could keep the whole show hostage.
Yeah, I can always hang up. I think we have another caller though. I don't know. This is.
Is it little baby MDev?
No. Well, it's not. They went away or something. I don't know.
Can't believe MDev is younger than me.
Like significantly younger.
He's
than
a baby.
Well, I guess there's got to be babies somewhere.
You know, Alan, in my previous life, when I was doing other podcasts,
specifically
ones that took callers.
I know that podcast.
Yeah, that podcast.
I was on that podcast because I'm a whore.
You were great. I found that being able to hang up on people was kind of like one of the most important things.
It was the only perk of the job.
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely a perk of the job, but it was very important because
I upgraded my OS and apparently my SIP client is.
Did you say your SIP client? You're taking the Star Wars thing too far, Alan.
What's that screeching and crackling on the mic?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm eating nachos. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Brita's eating Brita? Bacon.
It's
what are you doing, Brita?
It's my microphone scraping against my zipper. Oh. It doesn't sound right.
It sounds right enough for me.
It's the zipper of my hoodie.
Oh, tell what color is it?
It's great. It's gray.
Ooh. Is it a little bit thread worn? I want it to be beat up.
It's actually microfleece. And I know you like those Maine girls. And I'm sure they're all into the microfleece.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're all into burlap.
And flannel. Burlap. Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
That I've started buying men's flannel shirts for myself.
Ooh.
I know. It's such a turn on, right?
It's actually pretty fucking hot, I won't lie.
You are from Maine. No, it's because women's flannel shirts don't work. They're not warm. They look like flannel shirts, but they don't act like flannel shirts. They're not actually warm.
Yeah.
So they suck. So I've resorted to buying men's. I fit in a men's small, like perfect, except for the back panel is not wide enough for my butt. But other than that, they're perfect for me. So, you know, I've been buying men's flannel shirts. So
should we start calling you Bruce now?
Bruce. That's fine.
Because you're wearing men's clothing.
Bruce.
But yep. You haven't had anything added on, so.
Nope. Yep. Oh, no.
Brita is transgendered. She is transgendered and of color. Check your privilege, motherfuckers.
Are you like Steve Martin? You were born a poor black woman?
check your privilege.
So Mike has been trying to figure out. He's like, okay, so Brita fits in a men's size small. What kind of man fits in a man's size small?
Pajama boy.
Beta.
Really?
Beta man.
Very, yeah. Very small men. Because
we have another caller.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
Yeah. Area code 508. Hello.
Good callers, the show.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Arctic Elf. All right.
He needs his own music, I think.
It's theme music, too.
Just in time to hear Brita discussing her flannel shirts.
That's
working.
So caller, given that you are an Arctic elf, how is the toy production going this year?
So far so good. Amazon Prime still works.
That was always something that really came into the fact that, like, you know, when I got to that point of the, I'm asking Santa for a toy that's injection molded out of plastic in China. I don't get it.
Yeah. We outsource just like everybody else, and I'm in management, so I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Santa's a time lord.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to put it out there.
Well, you have which number doctor is?
The NORAD thing is they've got that discussion of how fast he would have to go to deliver to all the applicable homes. And doing normal space time, but if you bend space time, then it works out just fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
He could do it all in 6 minutes.
On that topic, I have a programming suggestion for next year because it's far too late this year.
Yes,
which is a Squirrel Report Secret Santa,
where we all exchange gifts.
Well, listeners, as well as the...
Oh, my God. That could go terribly wrong.
Well, that could go terribly wrong.
I don't... Brita, I don't see any way that it possibly couldn't, and that's the point.
Oh, God. Imagine the person who gets me.
Imagine the person who you get, weird. That's
true. That's true. I'm not giving him away the cock flute. That's the end of it.
Roll right. No, of course not. Mm. So if there is interest in that, I will, and if Alan will give me arcticelf@sporks.com as an email address, I will volunteer to help organize that for next
that,
year.
That actually might be pretty fun.
Oh, man. You know for a fact someone's just going to send me like a huge fucking box of Magpole mags.
Your wish.
No,
I don't. Like a whole bunch of 223 Magpole mags. So magazines for a rifle I don't have and like 30 years in prison all combined.
Well, no, weird. What are you talking about? Those are 10 round mags for 300 blackout.
That's right.
No, 458s.
Yeah. 458 SOCOM what is it? 450 Bush Hamster.
That could be the most expensive free gift you get in a long time because you'll have to buy a lower.
Oh, it's bad enough. I need to get a rifle with a rail on the top because my dad's actually giving me two red dot sights from L.L. Bean.
You know, I have been loving my zero mag red dots on ARs and on muzzleloaders for a while, and on shotguns. Take one of those red dots, throw it on top of an 870, and go shoot some traps.
Get a double-barrel shotgun.
You know, a red dot on top of a shotgun would be awfully nice, only because I'm cross-eyed dominant, and that really is a fucking bitch when I'm shooting sporting clays.
Oh, yeah. No, it's illegal by any of the shotgun sanctioning bodies to use a red dot. And after you shoot your first round with a red dot, you'll understand why.
Oh, did you just clean up?
Oh, yeah. It's like I was shooting... I was shooting 15s or 16s at trap. Mm-hmm. Threw a red dot on top of a Mossy 500. I was shooting 22s, 23s.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's a reason the HEA won't let you have those. But they're nice.
Yeah.
They're fun.
It just sucks for me because what I do is I mount and start swinging with both eyes open, and then when I spot the bird and essentially start zeroing in on it, I have to I close my left eye, and then everything aligns.
You just need to slap the trigger with both eyes open.
Well, but except I'm left eye dominant. That's the thing, is I can't see the right bead. I'm looking at the wrong bead.
See,
it's that magical bead that tells me exactly where the shot is not going to go.
Yeah. No, see, I'm either eye dominant, depending on which side I have the gun mounted on, so I don't have that problem.
Hmm. So seriously, if you've got the gun on the other side, your eyes will switch?
Yeah, I can shoot both eyes open with a gun mounted on either side with beads, red dot, or irons. With no
Jesus Christ. That is me turning perfectly green with envy.
Because with the red dot, you don't have to worry about sight alignment.
Right.
No, well, with a red dot, yeah. You're saying with a red dot, not with irons.
No, I can shoot. I can take the irons on my AR, put it on the left shoulder and shoot it, or I can shoot a shotgun with a double bead, or a rib.
Yep.
Same thing.
Okay. Yeah. AR irons, I think. Well, no, actually, no, that's not true. I've tried to. I can't shoot my FAL with both eyes open. Even with an aperture sight, I still see the wrong the wrong front post is the prominent one.
No, I can switch between which eye I'm using as dominant.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a neat trick. I don't know where I learned it, but it's a neat trick.
So you go both ways, is what you're saying.
I plead the fifth.
I'm just saying.
There's anything wrong with that?
Arctic Elf is an extremely good-looking man. I'm just sort of saying.
We are both married, so it does cancel out.
Oh, that's true. Awesome deal.
Now there is one question though. How well can your wife shoot at 300 yards with a rifle?
My wife has never shot at 300 yards with a rifle, but I'm sure she is so anal retentive. I guarantee she'd be actually really good at it.
Yeah. See, mine is very much in the you can run, but you'll die tired camp.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yeah, no, my wife really doesn't like shooting rifles, like, at all. Oddly enough, she'll shoot a shotgun and have no problem whatsoever because she likes shotguns and she doesn't think about – I mean, she's very recoil sensitive. And but the weird thing about it is, of course, if she likes what she's doing – her mind blocks out the unpleasant parts. So yeah. she'll shoot my stainless steel, 40-ounce 1911 and just be like, ugh, that's ugly. And just, I don't like shooting that. It kicks too much. And then she'll pick up an Airweight 38 Special Smith & Wesson and shoot that one. And she'll be tired by the time she's, done shooting a couple of cylinders, but she'll shoot that thing like a house on fire because she likes it. And then she'll shoot around a sporting clays and have the most fun on earth. But she put my SKS to her shoulder once. She pulled the trigger once and then handed it back to me and said, "Nope, I don't like it." And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Even the low brass shit that you're shooting, at sporting clays kicks more than this yeah. rifle, and it fits you perfectly because it's designed for little tiny Soviet people.
But what's your shooting for to shoot sporting clays with?
We're shooting low brass steel.
No. What kind of shotgun?
Oh, she's shooting a semi-auto.
Well, right. Would like a Sega or
Beretta
1100?
Beretta AL, whatever the heck, 93.
Yeah, that's a far more pleasant gun to shoot than a Sega.
It is a really pleasant gun to shoot.
Than an SKS. I mean, an SKS works, but it's a comblock piece of shit. A Beretta is like a nice, well-designed machine.
I still like to joke that her shotgun is the most expensive gun in my armory.
Aside from the bespoke 1911s that I've built, if those were put at market value, yeah, my wife's shotgun is far and away the most valuable gun in the armory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brady, do you have a shotgun?
I do not.
Brady, you need to get a shotgun.
Shotguns.
You do.
Why? I do? Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
One with a bayonet lug on it.
Of course.
You need one of those tactical shotguns.
You need to get an over-under sporting gun, Brita, and you need to get it fit by someone who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Okay. I've never really been into shotguns.
I do like them, but honestly speaking, they're of the gun world. They are the furthest from me. I have got a gazillion rifles and a gazillion two gazillion pistols. Honestly, because I'm a pistol freak. But yeah, when it comes to shotguns, I just got the one.
But Brita, Mrs. Weird, Lady Elf, Lab Rat, all. Greatly in favor of well-built sporting shotguns and shooting sporting clays.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give it a try.
I have actually given it a try, and I really suck at it.
Well, with sporting clays, everybody sucks at it.
Well, I suck at
shooting clays. I really, really suck at it. It's like my brain just does not get it. You know, the whole following with the bear. My brain says, oh no, I am excellent with a rifle, however.
So then never mind, ignore everything we just said, and go buy yourself a Barrett and 338 Lapua and a can and a scope that costs more than your car.
Yeah, I'd be great at that.
Yeah, okay. No, If you suck at shotguns and you love precision rifle,
yes.
Then come hang out with Weird and I while our wives are shooting.
Yeah, that is exactly me. I love precision rifle. I love it. Like it is my happy place. I love it. Shooting clays and shotguns, it's like it makes no sense to my brain whatsoever. And it has always been that way, even from the very first time I tried. I've always been like a rifle, precision rifle, scope person.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried, and it's not like I haven't tried, but it's like it just doesn't work in my brain. I don't know.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I can do it. I understand the mechanics. I can do the math in my head and figure it out and do okay, but not. I'd actually rather shoot medium range run and gun rifle, but yeah, no, it makes far more sense.
And I hate slapping the trigger. Ugh.
I got to shoot an MP5, a real one. And there is a certain amount of trigger slack that you use for 2 and 3 round doubles and triples on those. And it's an awful lot like slapping the trigger on a shotgun, but it's worth it. Because you slap the trigger and it goes bop, 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 and then you need your ear protection for when the 3 rounds and 9mm hit the steel backing.
Oh, because there's an SD?
Yeah, it was a team gun that showed up one of our 3-gun matches, and we all DQ'd ourselves so we could shoot that, because, yeah, how could you not run that.
Foot.
Yeah.
Oh, suppressors. I am honestly speaking, I'm so fucking glad they're illegal here. I'm just so glad because I would just I'd be threading my revolvers.
Yeah, but you know what, Weird? They're legal here in Virginia, and I've hit the point where I have no idea what to get. So I'm like paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Like I can get anything I want. Shit, I can get anything I want.
That was like the first time I ever got on the internet. Like yeah. I went over to my girlfriend's house and they had an internet. I don't know how the hell they were doing it at this point. I mean, this was in like the mid 90s and all that. And I'm just like, they're like, yeah, go ahead. You can go online. Go wherever you want. I can go wherever I want. Well, where the fuck do I go? I don't know where to go. I don't know what to look up. I don't know what to search for.
I can't download porn. What the fuck do I do with this thing?
I believe I went to a website detailing swords. I started looking at swords.
Yeah. You were what, like 15 at the time?
16, I think. Yeah, but thereabouts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So swords.
Yeah.
How Dungeons and Dragons?
The DBS thing for like the previous 10 years to that. Right?
Well, I sat in on friends going to BBSs, but like it was post BBS when I actually got to actually drive the computer myself. When it came to actually, you're tying up the phone lines, so you got to let everybody know that you're going to be on the computer. Does anyone need to make a phone call? Because I got to log on to the BBS to play Barney the Dinosaur boxing match, or I can't remember what the hell it was. It was something where you got to kill Barney.
Yeah, Barney Carnage.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, Barney Carnage. You had to go through the U-Mitch server to get to it.
I don't know. This one was text only.
Oh no, it was graphic.
Were you killed by a crew?
Yeah, I've definitely been killed by a crew a whole bunch of times.
Killed and then died in dysentery.
You know,
I even got killed by a GRU in NetHack. There was actually a mod one year for the DevNel tournament where they made it so the Gnomish Mines was infested with GRUs. So unless you entered with a light source, any dark level of the Gnomish Mine would be filled with GRUs, and they would eat you.
So that's like what, 3/4 of them?
Thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah. Weird, have you ever played Dot Quest?
Dot Quest?
Dot Quest. DOT.
Oh, is that the text Pac-Man simulator?
This is going completely off the rails.
Oh yes, I love that. Okay, so it is a text only version of Pac-Man. It is fucking incredible.
Alan, you must type Dot Quest.
No, I don't.
DOT QUEST into Google.
He's a grown-ass man. You can't make him.
That's right. Plus, you know what? Our time's up.
Is it up?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? Let's pull back the curtain real quick. Just so you know, we have gotten so god-awful lazy that we don't even discuss topics.
Oh, God.
We don't even give a fuck. We're like, you know what? A show's going to happen whether we do anything or not. So you know what? I'd much rather sit with my feet up.
Yep. That's pretty much how it is.
And I have to say, that format works really well because when y'all had a topic, we had to like think and plan. Hey, what the hell are we going to say about the topic to call in?
I'm OCD. Now, I have to have a topic.
Well, I mean, I
have been stressing all day because we haven't had a topic.
Brita, anytime I call in, you're welcome to prompt me with a topic, and I will give you the first thing that comes to my mind about it.
Okay.
But you know, now instead I can spend Thursday afternoons after work having a drink and thinking about what the hell am I going to say to see if I can either get a laugh out of Weird and Burrito or Alan to hang up on me.
There you go. Speaking of which. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, it is time.
Yeah, no, I had chambered and ready, like wanted to like talk about like, are you guys fucking scared of Donald Trump? Because I don't know. He keeps not faltering in the polls. And
I'm baffled. I am baffled at Donald Trump.
Like, it's one of those, like, I keep thinking, like, you know what? Because I know, like, Steven Crowder had a great line where evidently on his radio show, he put out to all the callers just the, anybody call in and give me proof that Donald Trump is a conservative.
Well, he's not.
He's not. Yeah. That's exactly it.
He's Donald Trump.
He's been a Democrat longer than he's been a conservative, and he's only really done Democrat things, and everything conservative about him is just what he's said, which is great because, you know, I could tell people that, you know, I'm Jesus Christ. I walk on water, and you know what? Breed and I kind of hooked up just before the show, and it was pretty awesome.
Best of your life.
It was.
Go ahead.
Actually, to be fair, Brita,
what?
You are second place. Unfortunately, my wife is third, but Angela Merkel of Germany. She is fucking hideous, but my God, does she have some fucking game up her sleeve. Like, oh, wow. She knows she can't lead with her looks, and holy Jesus. Yep. Angela Merkel, better than Brita.
Oh, my God. You know, I just chalk the whole Donald Trump thing up. Have you seen the movie? What's the movie? Idiocracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just chalk it up to that.
I thought you were going to say
President Camacho.
You know, actually, come Camacho. To think of it, the amount of racism in Bullworth actually kind of ties in pretty well with Trump as well.
I give up. It has become surreal now.
Yeah, I keep waiting to see him fall. I mean, maybe it still will happen. Maybe it'll come. We'll come to a primary, and like people will be like, yeah.
Well, the latest best poll out of Iowa has Cruz in the lead ahead of Trump.
Yeah,
but New Hampshire's still leading Trump.
Yeah, but New Hampshire's squish. New Hampshire likes him some, not some rhinos.
That's true. That's true. They have both Scott Brown and Mitt Romney.
Yep.
And they haven't burnt them at the stake.
So my prediction is after this, just looking at the polling numbers, there'll be four candidates left after New Hampshire. At mm-hmm. most, and it'll be Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and maybe Ben Carson.
Oh, God, Ben Carson.
Maybe.
Whatever.
I got to say, Brita, I'm with you. The only reason why I have been liking Ben Carson so much is just how fucking terrified of Trump I am.
Yeah.
But Trump be worse than Obama?
Yes. No, yes.
You think?
Yes, because the big thing about Obama is, okay, actually, to be fair, ideologically, I don't know who's worse, honestly speaking. And then on top of that, the big thing about Obama is he's all about going out to eat at fancy restaurants and going to concerts and essentially living the rock star life. But, you know, not so much about rolling up his sleeves and getting shit done. I mean, even Obamacare, he did fucking nothing. He didn't write the legislation. He didn't do it. He just signed it into law. He wrote his name at the bottom of it.
And he
That's
totally
what he did.
Fucked the healthcare system for at least a generation by doing
at
that.
Least.
I don't think Trump could be worse. I don't think anybody could be worse. I don't think fucking Pol Pot could be worse.
Yeah.
You know, the only
to be
thing,
fair,
this
think,
is...
but still, Jay, I get what you're saying. But again, I mean, look at Pol Pot. Look at what Pol Pot did. I'm sorry. That's a lot worse. And sort of thing. And that's what gets me about Trump. And that's also why I was super happy to watch Mitt Romney lose. I voted for Gary Johnson. I did not do that ironically. I really do think Gary Johnson would have been an amazing president. And I sincerely voted for him. But also at the same time, it was literally I was throwing my vote away because I could not in good conscience vote for Obama. And under no circumstance could I vote for Romney because I think Romney would be vastly a worse president than Obama. I think that Romney is ideologically better than Obama. But as far as Romney gets shit done, I'm sorry, but Deval Patrick was not as bad a governor as Mitt Romney. Deval Patrick years were considerably better for everything in my way of life than Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney made deals. Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney was a rhino, and so therefore he would sell himself up there. He would sell conservatives up the river and go for Democratic causes. And because he had an R next to his name, he would convince the small amount of opposition in Massachusetts to go along with it. And the same thing would happen on the national level, especially all the fucking bullshit that's went through with like fucking Boehner and McConnell. Can you imagine Boehner and McConnell under Mitt Romney? Holy shit. I am so glad Obama was president for the last 4 years. It sucks that he had to be president because he should be in fucking prison, not in the White House. But again, better than Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney, A, would not have anything for me to say, geez, he should be in prison, because Mitt Romney does play by the rules, and he'd play by the rules and fuck you in the ass the whole way. So yeah, so Trump scares the shit out of me. Trump scares me far. Like, if it was a choice between Obama for another 4 years and Trump, I would vote for Obama.
Huh?
Because Trump does stuff. Trump is willing to work things. Trump is running for president because he wants to do presidenting. Obama ran for president because he wants to be the president. What the hell is going on in the background there?
I was calling.
Calling who?
Us.
Us?
Yeah.
Why were you calling us? The show's over.
So we can bump you off.
Alan, are you going to hang up on yourself?
No. Yes.
And which Alan is going to hang up on which Alan?
Alan's a witch?
Is it digital Alan hanging up on that, or Meat Space Alan hanging up on digital Alan? How many Alans are there? Is this a string theory? There are infinite Alans?
It's Alan between two mirrors. It just goes on for infinity.
Alan, 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 Alan. Mushroom, mushroom!
Ooh.
Hey, I've got cats wrestling under the desk.
Okay, I vote for infinite Alans for president.
That would be a really bad idea.
The thousand
I don't want that.
The thousand-headed Alan of Death for president.
Why not?
Because because there's infinite Alans, he will try out all of the possibilities and pick the correct one.
Huh. Let's see if this works.
Who picked the one that's backed by Apple?
That is true.
Say
by the way,
Alan.
Alan, I was in a meeting with my boss the other day, and he's wearing an iSwatch.
Okay. I want one now.
I didn't ask him how much he likes it, or if he had the eye crayon.
Eye crayon.
I'm really warming up to the Apple Watch.
What about your crayon?
I love the crayon is actually pretty damn cool. I was taking notes with it on my iPad Pro today, and it's neat. There's a Well, I won't drool over it too much, but it's pretty awesome.
That was very restrained, actually.
Alan, is the ice watch waterproof?
It is water resistant.
Which means if it's slightly humid, you're screwed.
It can have water splashed on it, and it can get wet. You don't want to dive with it.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to dive with it.
So.
That's all I care about for a watch, is so long as it's water resistant. If you
go out in the rain, or you take, you can actually wear it in the shower and stuff like that. You just don't really want to like submerge it.
Oh, you don't want to submerge it?
Well,
I would not wear it in the shower.
What if I was reaching into a tide pool for a crab?
I don't know. They actually don't tout it as being waterproof, but it is somewhat water resistant. You can get it wet.
Fuck Apple. Let's just destroy the whole company. I'm going to war with them.
But you know.
I'm going to kill their families.
He's going to kill Steve Jobs. Oh, wait.
We're 9 minutes over. Let's go.
I'm going.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.